Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's happening. We've listened to the reviews, we've listened to the comments, and we're going to try and do more mountain bike stuff. We have taken a little step away from the mountain biking thing. I haven't actually even touched a mountain bike since my accident, but I do like talking about them, and I do feel like I've got some inside knowledge to help you guys kind of understand the view of why things happen, why people move, why people don't move, and just all the ins and outs. I'm still obviously just removed from it, but obviously have a lot of information and knowledge of the sport, of the industry and everything else. So I thought might as well share it, or you seem to enjoy it. So I'm going to try and do more of these just to kind of, yeah, just put my opinion forward, kind of show what I think is going to go on and, yeah, give you a better understanding about the athletes and the industry as a whole. But we're going to talk about, in this episode, we're going to talk about the 2024 race teams, the things that have changed, why I think they've changed, why they haven't, and the people to look out for, and I think the people that are going to be really on fire this year. So we've got a list of teams. The first one is the Canyon Collective. Now, Thibaut Dupralla went there for a very brief moment. He obviously came off the Matt Muckoff team where he was quite successful. He had World Cup wins. And I've heard stuff on the grapevine of why he was removed from that team. Now, I don't want to speculate or touch on that just until information has surfaced. If that does come up, I will talk about it. But for now, I don't want to go too heavily into it because I don't like to spread rumors. I don't like to say things without proper evidence. But I heard it was a bit of a messy situation that happened that had him removed from that team and then put on Canyon, which then he was removed from that team as well because this information came out. Now, he's privateering this year. He's still on a Canyon, but he will privateer this year. And, yeah, we'll see how that goes. On the team as well is Troy Brosnan and Millie Johnset and also Luca Shaw. Now, I think it's a really strong team. It's pretty funny how consistent and clean both Luca and Troy are. And I'm interested to see how they go. They've kind of been obviously right there, but then somewhat under the radar and not quite living up to, I think, the standard that they have. Like back in 2017, Luca was qualifying first, or maybe 18. I think it was 2018, actually. He was qualifying first at pretty much every World Cup. He got second in Croatia, and then I think he qualified first at four separate races. He was up the last split at Leogang when, unfortunately, he crashed. And kind of since that year, he's never really found that same form again. But he's always a guy that you know can throw it down. Super consistent, super clean rider. Probably one of the only riders I see that can just turn it on in a finals. Like you see him in practice and he's not going slow, but he's almost cruising somewhat. And then you see him in quali and finals and he just knows how to turn that on. And it's kind of similar to Troy as well. He's not that he's going slow in practice, but he's so clean, he's so smooth, he's so consistent that he almost looks like he's not trying, even though he obviously is. But he's just so good at carrying speed, holding speed, and just gliding over stuff. You see, he just doesn't make a sound, he just glistens and glides over all the rocks. So it's going to be interesting to see how they go. Troy's obviously always at the pointy end. He always seems to find his feet. He's yet to win an overall. He came close in 2014, which I thought he was going to do it. But right towards the end of the season, he dropped off a little bit and didn't end up getting it. Bryceland managed to take that one out. But he's just one of those guys you can never count out. And I think he's, well, as always, going to be right up there and definitely consistent with what he's doing. Also, the Canyon FMD race team is going to be interesting. I think Oliver Zwaar is going to have a really good year. He seems to be slowly finding his feet with the new team, with being an actual professional athlete. A lot of the years previous, he's been racing, he's been working a lot to fund the adventure and the actual job, but now he's fully sponsored rider. So I think that just takes off so much pressure and lets you kind of recover properly, find your feet and do what you need to do. So also on there is Tani, and Tani's a hard one because she does really, really well one week and then it can just be a disaster the next. So it's just seeing if she can get that consistency, because I think when she's on, she's on, but that can be flipped on its head, and it seems like that's kind of the story that keeps going on, as you have one good week and then one really bad week. So even Phoebe Gale, it's going to be interesting to see how she kind of steps up again. She's obviously been maturing into the ride she's in now, and having Tane as like someone to look up to and guide her, it's going to be interesting when those two kind of really meet at the pointy end and start to go back and forth. It's always an interesting dynamic as well when the kind of B rider starts to slowly become the A rider, and that dynamic between the two of them, and especially in such a team that's built around like a family dynamic. On the Canyon Muckoff addiction, Amaury Piron is definitely one that you always got to watch out for. He's not had the best few years, and obviously he dealt with injuries and issues, but he's someone you definitely can't count out. He is probably has to be known as the fastest rider of this last generation. When he can throw down and do his best run, there's not many people that can stop him. And it's just going to be interesting to see if he can carry that on. He's obviously got the young guns coming up biting at his heels, but I think still he's probably, if he can lay down his best run and throw everything at it, he's probably the fastest guy. Now we've got Dylan Maples has joined that team as well, so that'll be interesting to see how he kind of builds into that more. He was riding as a fill-in rider last season, so it's going to be interesting to see if he's like properly on the team. This is my team now, what can I do? Miriam Nicole as well, coming back from injuries. It's going to be interesting to see how... It's just with riders, like, you don't know how bad the extent of that injury is. Like, yes, you can see they've had it, but is there niggles? Is the recovery right? Is it pain when you ride? There's all these different factors that come in from being an athlete, and you just don't know. Are you just nervous as well? Like, it's the mental battle of getting over an injury is not just obviously the injury, but then the mental side of, I don't want to crash again. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to feel that pain. I don't want to have that discomfort. I don't want to be in a moon boot. I don't want to be sitting on a couch. So all those factors come in, and you can just ride that little bit more timid, and that can obviously compound over race season where you're just not getting the results you need or want. The Atherton race team, I think these guys are going to be up there, both of them, Charlie and Cobe. Andreas Cobe are going to be fighting for wins this year. I think both of them, obviously Charlie's the world champion from Fort William, and straight after that, obviously had an issue and crashed in Ludon VL, and we haven't kind of seen what that confidence of that jersey can do. Like we saw with Reese Wilson when he got the world championships, it elevated him. He found a new gear, he found a new level, and I think they can either not destroy a rider, but they can really impact a rider negatively because they feel that pressure, and some people love that pressure and some people don't. Like perfect example is when Petey became world champion, he had a shocking next year, and there was a video of him as he kept crashing in qualifying when he had the jersey on. So he was at the top of I think Leo Gang, and he just rolled around on the dirt just to get it dirty as like a bit of a, I guess, what did you call it, not suspicious, it's like when you're can't think of it, but he did that just to kind of get it out of the way, and I don't know, I can't remember if it worked or not, but there's definitely some power that can be pulled out of those stripes, and honestly some issues as well. So I think Charlie's going to be on. Andreas is obviously, he's a beast at the moment, he's doing super well, he's consistent, he's getting those podiums back to back to back, so I think he's going to be hard to stop going into this as well. He had an injury in New Zealand when he went over, so again, a lot of people seem to be hurting themselves. I've obviously got a lot of time before the first World Cup, but it's going to sneak up a lot quicker, and it's just having that injury messes with your prep, your mindset, everything. So hopefully he comes back from that and he's all good. On the list, it has Dan and G. Atherton. I'm not sure if they're actually going to be racing or riding, and then Rachel as well. And we've all seen Rachel can just come back for a World Cup and win it, so she's always a bit of a dark horse to come in. On the this was interesting as well, the Nuke Proof. Well, it's not even Nuke Proof, it's GT now. Factory Racing. Danny Hart has joined the team with Chris Cummings, Harry Malloy, and Veronica Widman. So everyone thought obviously Danny was going to Nuke Proof. He was on one of those in New Zealand testing and riding and racing for the early half of the year. And then there's a lot of rumors going around that he couldn't get a ride. Now obviously the industry is in a really tough spot at the moment. There's not a lot of money going around in bikes. I think just in general, cost of living, interest rates, everything else that comes with life at the moment is so high that a luxury mountain bike is not at the top of people's lists. So I think just teams trying to get money and budgets together is quite tricky at the moment. And it obviously was just in a tough spot for Danny, but he's ended up on a GT for the Continental Factory Racing. And I seen he was riding recently in Fort William, and it looks like he's kind of just soaking it up. Looks like he's his old self. So it's going to be interesting to see when people get on a new bike, whether they can gel with it or whether it does or doesn't work. So super interesting to see. Dovahl Common Sail. This is probably the most somewhat underrated team, I reckon. You got Benoit Coulange, which like is the kind of head of that, who is just an absolute killer. He won obviously the World Cup in Liège this year, which was epic to see. Whenever the French win in France, it's just on another level. And to see him kind of grow as a rider over the years and then win on home soil after so many close calls, so many defeats, so many crashing when you're up at the splits, it was almost like perfect ending to that story of when he was going to get his first win. So I think, as always, he's just going to be on it, trying to, I guess, get consistency with his riding as well. Like, he will do really well at certain tracks when they get gnarly, like Val d'Isol, like Liège. Like, he really elevates himself. But I think when it's a bit more, I don't know, easier, I will say, like a Leo Gang or something like that, I think he struggles with some of those aspects. So he definitely has his advantages with the more gnarly tracks, which I think is great. Baptiste Piron is also on that team. I think he's a super underrated rider, always there, always consistent, always laying down good times. I think he's in a bit of a shadow of his brother. So it's like, if you are a Piron and you're not Amaury, kind of you get looked at differently, but also another great rider. Now, this is a team I'm super excited about, the Frameworks Racing. So it's got Nico Mullally, Angel Suarez, and Asa Vermette. Now, I think this is going to definitely be a team to watch. The bike seems really solid that Nico's put together. I think Angel, also being on a team that Martin Whiteley is running, is going to be really interesting, because I know Martin runs such a strong team, and just logistically and as a team, I think it's when you're in an environment like that where you have someone running it who really knows what they're doing, the riders really see a positive benefit from that. And talking to Angel when he was on the team with Martin, with YT, you saw him build into the rider who obviously has become. And he had these rides every now and again, like at World Champs in Lenzerheide back in 2018. I think he was on the way to a podium, possibly winning, and he had a crash right at the bottom when he was on YT. Now, he's had those rides where he can just lay it all out there and be one of the fastest people in the world. So I think now, if he's on a bike he's comfortable with, if he's on a team he's comfortable with, I think Angel is a massive dark horse that can throw down and possibly win World Cups, if not podium. So I think that's going to be super interesting to see how he goes, and especially being on a team with Asa, who I think also is going to be, he's going to be a pain in a lot of people's asses, because he's going to be this young up-and-coming kid that I think is going to absolutely throw down. He's still racing in juniors, but I think his times will be quite comparable with the elite times. Now, it's going to be interesting. He's just recently, I think, broken his hip in a race in America. He was fastest, I think it was in Winrock. He was actually fastest the first two splits ahead of Dakota, and then he's had a crash and obviously hurt himself. But again, you don't know how people are going to come back from injuries. He's obviously young, healthy, fit, so he should bounce back pretty quickly. But it's still always interesting to see how riders do bounce back from injury, especially when you do have so much hype around you. So I think those two, Angel and Asa, I think they're going to be very consistent and very dangerous this year. So they're like my picks for the, I wouldn't even call them dark horses, because they're definitely very well-known people, but I think they're going to stand out a lot this year, and I'm very interested to see how that team plays out. On the GT Factory Off-Road team, we've got the Meyer Smith brothers, Luke and Remy, and then Remy Tyrion. Now, the boys seem to be on it at the moment. Luke just won the national championships at a Warbar. Luke did, yeah, and then Remy was actually fastest at the last split before he got a slow leak. So both boys really on it. Always say, I don't think anyone wants it more than Luke and Remy. When you see them ride, they're so aggressive and so all out that it's hard to believe people want it more. So I think they're going to go really well this year. They've got consistency with their team, and the bike and everything like that. So I think they'll do well. Luke's obviously coming off a lot of confidence. Remy's still kind of finding his feet, I guess, as an elite rider. And I think he's still got a little bit to go with kind of consistency and not just throwing everything at it, knowing how to ride at that 90% mark, get some consistent results, and then build into that 100. So I think that's one thing that he needs to get some runs on the board, get some confidence built, and then when you've got that built, okay, now we're going to kind of throw a bit more at it. But you need to get those results. You need to get those top 20s. You need to get a few of them built up that then you go, okay, maybe I'll push a little bit more and go for that top 10 or a possible podium. So he's definitely got the speed. I think he just needs that bit of a wise head on those shoulders, and he should be able to be a consistent World Cup rider. And then you got Remy Tyrion, which is probably hands down probably my favorite rider to watch. The man is an absolute animal. When it gets steep, when it gets wet, when there's lots of roods, there's no better man to watch the ride a bicycle. So I always love watching Remy. He's an absolute legend. And I'd like to see him go for some more Hail Mary rides in the wet. I know watching him race in 2020 at Leogang when he got third, just some of the lines he tried was just like all or nothing. I'm either going to win it or bin it. And to see someone just have that confidence and go for it is just, no matter if they win or lose, it's just entertaining and good to watch. So Remy's definitely one to watch this year. This is another team that also really excites me that I think will be consistent for team of the year, whatever you want to say. But we've got Ronan Dunn has moved to Mondraker. We've got Dakota Norton and Ryan Pinkerton. Now, they're all really gnarly, really good bike riders all on one team. And Ronan's just come off a win at Hardline. He seems like, when I watched him ride, he's tightened up a little bit. He's not so out there. He's not so loose. He'll obviously still huck and throw down and channel that inner David Goggins. But also, he's just getting more consistent, and he's really finding his feet as one of the best riders in the world. So I think being on a new team, it's probably a little bit more professional, might help him as well. And I think having a teammate like Dak, who is a really established good rider that, again, has the speed, has the skill to win World Cup. So kind of feeding off each other. And then you've got Ryan Pinkerton, who is an absolute wild card as well, that he's coming off consistent World Cup wins in the junior category and also just all-out speed. Like, I remember we would watch the juniors and he was obviously faster in some sections. Like, you can just see the speed he would carry, and they're like, just literally no shits given, just going for it. So I think to have all three of those guys on a team is pretty gnarly, because they all throw down in their own right. Dak's probably a bit more calculated than the other two, but I think having that might even help them kind of build into that consistency and not just throw everything at it, but actually be more precise and kind of build into downhill races. Now, MS Intense is back as well. So they have Jacob Dixon, DeHudo, and David Trummer. So I think that's a really consistent team. I think those guys, they're all kind of flying under the radar a little bit. They're all good riders and they all have standout rides. And there's also Eleonora is on the team as well in the women's. But they all need, it's funny, like David Trummer got second at Worlds in 2020 and he was almost still under the radar. So I think like they've all got the speed to be easily top 10, possibly podiums, but they need like those more of those breakout rides where they get loose and they kind of get seen and then they get a good result. They're also like their riding's really clean, and that's not a bad thing. I'm not discrediting that at all, but you always need those things to stand out and have a bit of flair and get your name out there. So it's going to be interesting to see. They're obviously on Intenses, which is all new bikes for all of them. It's cool to see Intense back with MS. They actually were there ages ago, so it's kind of cool to see them join, get the band back together. But I think that will be, I'm interested to see how DeHudo goes. I think, again, he's someone that's been building over the last few years, getting more consistency and more good results. So I think when he gets on this bike, I always liked Racing Intense. I like the bikes. I think they're a good thing. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Then we've got the Norco Factory Racing. We've got Luca Cruz, Gracie Hemstreet, and Greg Minar. Now, the big one, the big change of the race preseason was Greg Minar going to Norco. Now, it came as a shock to a lot of people, as I think everyone saw Greg possibly even last year being his last year. Maybe this year, we don't know, but he's a bit of a What'd you say? He's a bit of a anomaly, old Gregory. But he doesn't seem like he wants to pack it up. And why would you? He got second last year at Andorra. He's still consistent. He's still in the top 10, the top 20. He almost won that race, so why not? But it's interesting to see that he changed up off Santa Cruz. I know after the company was sold that he wasn't as connected with like Rob Roscott, who's the owner, and I know it changed up a little bit after that, so I guess that might have been an issue that played into it. But also you just got the obviously the up and coming races slash riders that like Jackson, who obviously is like, I think that's where they're putting a lot of their focus now. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Greg goes. New bike, new team, new maybe excitement. It's always good to sometimes join a new team. It can kind of relight the fire. And obviously Greg's been doing this for so long. You just kind of don't know how that fire is going or whether it does need a bit of a pep up. But then we've got the Pivot Factory Racing, which is a really interesting team. Obviously you got a lot of junior development now, but you've got this like the Druitt brothers that are both coming up, Dan and Jacob. Jacob seems to be finding his feet as well. He looks like a really solid, consistent rider. I think he's going to be one to watch out for. It's all these riders that are just building. It's like that first few years where you kind of find your feet, you build, you realize what you did wrong and what you need to do right, and then you come back. And I think Jacob's going to be have a big year this year. Obviously Bernard is always up there. He wants to win. He wants to get his Tiger. He wants to tick one off, which I think at any given World Cup, he can definitely do that. He has the skill. It's just trying to lay it down on race day seems to be a struggle. He always can lay it down in time training, even qualifying, and always in practice. He's one of the top guys, but it's just laying it down for that finals run is always a hard, hard ass. You got the Eddie Masters, fan favorite. Eddie's just doing his thing. I wonder, it's always hard because he focuses more on enduro now, but he still does the downhill thing, still has fun, still enjoys himself. We did toad in, we do all that good stuff. But yeah, I wish Eddie all the best as well. And you got Matt Walker as well, won an enduro this year in Vuelta Fassa. So he's more of an enduro guy, but obviously still throws down on the downhill bike as well. Jenna Hastings in the girls, I think will have a really good year. She seems to be finding her feet more. She's currently got an injury at the moment though, so hope she recovers well and heals up and gets ready for the season that's going to kick off. Now we have the Santa Cruz Syndicate, who's dropped Greg. Oh, he left. Actually, don't know which one worked out there. We got Jackson Goldstone, who is also injured. It seems like everyone seems to be hurting themselves at the moment. He obviously had a crash at Hardline and has done his ACL, I'm pretty sure, which, looking at the crash, almost got out of it lucky, considering he went very close to a tree. And we all know what happens when you hit trees head first. It's nothing good. You got Laurie Greenland, who, he's one of those guys, hey, he's always there. He's always there. He's always consistent. He's always fast. And I guess 2024 is going to be no different. I think he's going to throw down and be right there. And then you got Nina Hoffman, who, again, always there, always throws down, always consistent. It's going to be interesting to see. I think she's going to be battling a lot for wins if she can get that consistency. And, yeah, I think that's just, again, a really strong team. And then we got my old team, Scott Downhill Factory. Now, they've replaced myself, who's retired, and also Brendan Faircloth, which I think Brendan will do a few races. I don't think he's going to do a whole season. Probably like the Leger or something like that, back-to-back races he'll do. But he's got a different deal now where he's riding as still for Scott, but doing like Death Grip video parts and the old World Cup here and there. But they got Ethan Craig to replace myself, and Gonzalo is also, he was there last year kind of filling in for Brendan, and he kind of started in the team, so he is also on the team. But Ethan Craig recently won the race in Portugal over Loic and Loris, which is really cool to see that he's obviously gelling with the bike. It's working for him. And yeah, he seems to be enjoying the team. It was always a thing. I struggled with the Scott being the weight I was. Like, I was racing it when I was 82 kilos. And it felt like a lot more like that weight suited that bike, and I got a lot heavier, I got a bit stronger, and I got up to about 89 kilos, and I felt the bike was honestly almost too light for me. And then we went to an alloy bike, which helped, but I felt like I just wanted more in the rear end. It just kind of felt like it was a bit light. So I know Ethan is a bit of a lighter rider, as well as Dylan and Marina. It seems to work better for them. So that was an issue that I felt like I faced, but these guys, honestly, it doesn't seem like that's being an issue for them. I'm not sure what Ethan weighs, but it would be interesting to see and how that's playing out. But wish them all the best, and it's cool to see already a good start. Now you got the specialized gravity guys. You got Luke Bruni, always going to throw down, always consistent. It's one of those things. I wonder even how much longer he'll keep doing this for. He's kind of done everything in the sport you can do. He's won the overall. He's won the world champs. He's won races. He is the poster boy to our sport right now. And I'd be interesting to see how much longer he does want to be right at the top and when he wants to just check out and do something else. But we've got Luke Bruni, got Finn Isles on again, in it for race wins, consistent, really quick. And I think he's probably definitely a good pick for the overall this year. I feel like he's found his feet, he's got his speed, and he's just ready to get that overall and be really consistent through the year. And then last of all, Jordan Williams, who obviously won a World Cup last year, opening round as an elite senior. So I think as well, he'll find more consistency this year. He obviously got that win, and then I probably felt a lot of pressure from that, and then still got good results, but never got that another win and never got back to, I think, where he knew he could get. So it'll be interesting to see there. Trek Factory Racing. Kate Edwards is no longer on the team. They have Bodie Kuhn, Loris Vergier, Reese Wilson. It's going to be cool to see Reese back in the mix. Now, he's missed a lot of racing through his head injuries, through not feeling 100%. So it's going to be good to see him back. And just riding how he knows he can and just being back, that get back up to speed. It'll probably take him this season to get back to where he was, where he could win, but I have no doubt that he can't get back to that point. He's such a good rider. He's one of the best riders to watch, creative and just all-around good dude. We absolutely love you, Reese. So it's going to be cool to see him back. Loris Vergier was always super consistent, probably one of the smoothest riders in the world, if not on the circuit. And then Bodie Kuhn as well is like up-and-coming racer, just coming from juniors. So it's going to be cool to see him mixing it with the big dogs and obviously having Loris and Reese to kind of tie him up for speed. Harriet Hardin as well. I don't know much about her as a girl racer, but that'll be interesting to see how she plays out. And what's the other? Sasha Arnest. So I'm not too sure about those guys, but they're on the team this year, so it'll be interesting to see. And last, we have the YT Mob. So obviously, Valley Hall has joined the YT Mob to race there. So it's going to be interesting to see how she can lay it down with Sian Ahern and also Oisin O'Callaghan. So it's going to be a strong team this year. The women, obviously, on the team, both top consistent riders. I think Valley's going to again be I think she's going to probably dominate if she can get her runs together. And then Oisin as well, obviously getting off a win in the mud in America last year. He's definitely got the speed to lay it down. So I think it's going to all in all be a solid team. But yeah, that's my kind of wrap up. I think my big takeaways are the Frameworks boys are going to be really hard, be really consistent. As always, the Santa Cruz guys lay it down. And the Mondraker Factory Racing. I think those Mondraker and Frameworks are the two teams with Ronan Dunn, Dakota, and Ryan Pinkerton. And then with Acer, Angel, and Nico, I think those two teams are going to do really well. So interesting to see. I don't even know how much Nico is going to try and run the team or race or where he's going to be, but I think Angel and Acer really consistent this year. And then obviously the Mondraker boys. So they're my picks to watch out for. Obviously, there's the same consistent people like Jackson and all that, but I think for kind of like up-and-coming standout rides, those are the guys to watch. But yeah, that's my little two cents. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Had me yawning for a while, but yeah, I'm just going to keep these coming. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.